National Public Radio presents a production of the Hollywood Theater of the Year, 2000X. A radio series devoted to stories of the next millennium. Now, here is your host, the award-winning writer and critic, Harlan Ellison.
Let me read you this from page 1018 of Clute and Nichols' Encyclopedia of Science Fiction. The word robot first appeared in Carol Čapek's play R.U.R., 1921, translated 1923, and is derived from the Czech robota, statute labor, blah, 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 blah. Čapek, whose brilliant novel War with the Newts remains a great read, is nonetheless most remembered for having created the term robot. And now, R.U.R.
Look, the man has fallen asleep at his table, Primus.
Yes, I know. Look, Helena.
All these little tubes. What does he do with them?
He experiments with them. Don't touch them.
I've seen him looking into this. What can he see?
That is a microscope. Let me look.
Be very careful. Oh, no, I have spilled it.
What have you done?
It can be wiped up.
You have spoiled his experiment.
This is your fault. You should not have come to me.
You should not have called me.
You should not have come when I called you. Oh, look, Primus. What are these figures?
This book. It's the book the old man is always reading.
I do not understand these things. Look, Primus. The sun is rising.
I believe this book is the most important thing in the world. It contains the secret of life.
Come here.
In a moment.
Oh, Primus, don't bother with the secret of life. What does it matter to you? Come and look quick.
All right. What is it?
See how beautiful the sunrise is? And listen. The birds are singing. I would like to be a bird.
Why?
I do not know. I feel so strange today. It is as if I were in a dream. I feel an aching in my body, in my heart, all over me. Primus, perhaps I am going to die.
Do you not sometimes feel it would be better to die? You know, perhaps even now we are only sleeping. Last night, in my sleep, I again spoke to you.
In your sleep?
Yes. We spoke a strange new language. I cannot remember a word of it.
What did we talk about?
I did not understand it myself, and yet I know I have never said or heard anything more important. And when I touched you, I could have died. Even the place was different from any other place in the world.
I, too, have found a place, Primus. It's very strange. Human beings lived there once, but now it is overgrown with weeds. No one goes there anymore except me.
What did you find there?
A cottage and a garden and two dogs. They licked my hands, Primus, and their puppies. Oh, Primus, you take them in your lap and fondle them and think of nothing and care for nothing else all day long. And then the sun goes down, and you feel as though you had done 100 times more than all the work in the world. Oh, they tell me I am not made for work. But when I am there in the garden, I feel there may be something. What am I for, Primus?
I do not know. But you are beautiful.
What?
You are beautiful, Helena. And I am stronger than all the other robots.
Am I beautiful?
Yes.
I think it must be the rose. My hair, it only weighs me down. My eyes, I only see with them. My lips, they only help me speak. Oh, Of what use is it to be beautiful? Come here and look in the mirror with me. See? Your head is different from mine. So are your shoulders. And your lips. Primus! Why do you draw away from me? Why must I run after you all day?
It is you who run away from me, Helena.
Your hair is mussed. I will smooth it. No one else feels to my touch as you do. Primus, I must make you beautiful, too. Let me put this rose in your hair. There. Look at yourself.
Laughter? I hear laughter.
Human beings?
I hear human beings. Who are you?
The robot, Primus.
Oh, you're a robot?
Yes.
Who are you?
The robot, Helena.
Turn around, girl. What? Are you timid? Shy? Let me see you, Miss Robot.
No.
Sir, do not frighten her.
What? You want to protect her? When was she made?
2 years ago.
By Dr. Gall?
Yes, by Dr. Gall. Like me, on the same day.
So you're the newest of Gall's robots. Laughter, timidity, protection. These are human traits. Do you know who I am?
You are the human.
The last human.
Do you know what a human is?
Someone like you.
Do you know what a robot is?
Someone like us.
Do you know what the difference is between robots and humans?
Humans are extinct. Robots are not.
All right. Do you know why the robots keep me alive?
They want you to teach them the secret of life.
Why do they need to know?
So that robots can make more robots. So that we will not become extinct like the humans.
Yes. But I do not know what it is.
Then you must find out.
If I am to find out, you have to help me.
I have to help you?
Both of you.
How can we help?
By listening. So that you can learn, too. Do you know who old Rossum was?
I remember the big signs from when there were humans here. They said R-U-R. Rossum's Universal Robots.
Rossum was the human who invented robots. He owned this island. All the robots in the world were made right here. And when Rossum died, his nephew owned the island. And then the nephew's board of directors and stockholders owned it. And it was run by a man named Harry Dahman.
Rossum's Universal Robots admits no liability for goods damaged in transit. Before consignment was shipped, we drew your captain's attention to the fact that his vessel was unsuitable for the transportation of robots. The matter is one for your own insurance company. Sincerely yours, etc., etc. Finish?
Yes.
Take another letter to the E.B. Hudson Agency, New York. Date. This is your acknowledgement.
One day, a little over 12 years ago, a young and very beautiful lady came to our island. Her name was Helena, too.
You are Mr. Dahman, the general manager?
Harry Dahman, at your service.
I have come to...
With Professor Glory's card, say no more.
Professor Glory is my father. I am Helena Glory.
Helena Glory. Well, Miss Glory, it's an unusual honor for us to be...
Yes.
To be allowed to welcome the distinguished professor's daughter. Please sit down. That'll be all, Sulla, and hold my calls.
Yes, sir.
How may I help you, Miss Glory?
I've come here
to have a look at the factory where we manufacture people. I'll be happy to show you around personally.
Well, I'd expected... I thought it was off limits.
Well, yes, but all visitors come with a letter of introduction or a calling card.
And you admit everybody?
Not to the entire plant. The manufacture of artificial people is a secret process.
If you only knew how enormously...
Interest you. Yes, I know.
Do you always interrupt like that?
Excuse me. Did you want to say something different?
I only wanted to ask...
Whether I could make an exception in your case, certainly, Miss Glory.
How did you know I was going to ask?
It's what everyone wants. I will consider it a special honor to show you whatever you wish to see.
Thank you.
But whatever you see and hear is strictly confidential.
My word of honor. I beg your pardon.
Is something wrong?
Would you mind letting go my hand?
Sorry.
Mr. Darman was very taken with Miss Helena Glory.
What does that mean, taken with?
It means... the secret of life.
Oh.
But there was a problem. Miss Glory did not approve of the way humans made and used robots.
Sulla.
Yes, Mr. Domin.
Stand up and let Miss Glory get a good look at you.
Sulla, is it?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm pleased to meet you. You must find it very dull on this island so far from everything.
Dull?
Where are you from?
The factory.
Oh, you were born here?
I was made here.
You were what?
Sulla is a robot. A top of the line.
I beg your pardon.
No need to apologize. She's not offended. Turn around, Sulla.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Show her your French, Sulla.
You know French?
I speak four languages. I can write, dear sir, cher monsieur, garde herr, steny pane.
It's ridiculous. Sulla's no robot. She's a woman like me.
Really?
Sulla, why do you go along with this charade?
Really, Miss Glory. Sulla is a robot.
You're lying.
Am I? Let me convince you.
You called for me, sir?
Yes, Marius. Take Sulla to the shop and have them open her up.
No.
Miss Glory... You accuse me of lying.
You can't have her killed just like that.
You can't kill machines.
Don't worry, Sulla. I won't let them hurt you. Tell me, are they always so cruel to you? You don't have to tolerate it, you know. You shouldn't tolerate it.
I am a robot.
Do you know what they are going to do to you in there? That...
The shop, the dismantling room.
Yes. I shall be deactivated and disassembled.
Terrible.
Marius, tell Miss Glory what you are.
Marius, the robot.
Do you have any objection to taking Sulla to the shop?
No.
Would you feel sorry for her?
I do not know.
What will happen to Sulla in the shop?
As she has said, she will be deactivated and disassembled. Her parts will be melted down and reused.
That is death, Marius. Aren't you afraid of death?
No.
You see, Miss Glory?
Stop. I have to go outside.
Sulla, Marius, you may go back to work.
What you're doing here is simply abominable.
Why so?
I don't know, but it is.
You're upsetting yourself needlessly, Miss Glory. I know they look and sound human, but they're not, really. They have no feelings, no pain, no joy or sorrow. They're less than so much grass. Here. Look out over the railing. What do you see?
Bricklayers. Groundskeepers.
Robots. All our workers are robots. And down there, can you see anything?
Some sort of office.
Our operations center. And in it...
Your managers.
Robots. All our bookkeepers, accountants, secretaries, foremen. Oh, Noon. Please, step this way. We have to blow the whistle because otherwise the robots would just keep working. There are only a handful of us among 100,000 robots. And not one woman. We talk about nothing but the factory all day. Every day. It's as if we were under a curse, Miss Glory.
I'm sorry I accused you of lying.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
I'd like you to meet Alquist.
Hello.
Fabrine, Gore, Hallemeyer.
Ah, yes, sir.
Gentlemen, this is Dean Glory's daughter.
Ah.
How do you do?
Ah, pleasure.
How good of you to honor us with this visit.
Excellent. Miss Glory, may we send out a news release about your arrival?
No, please.
Have a seat, Miss Glory.
Oh, allow me.
So, how was your crossing?
Do you intend to stay long?
What do you think of our plan, Miss Glory?
Did you come over on me?
Gentlemen, pipe down and let Miss Glory get a word in.
What should I say to them?
Whatever you wish.
May I speak frankly?
Of course.
Sure.
Tell me, how can you tolerate the abusive way you're treated?
Abusive way we're treated by whom?
By everybody.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say we're abused.
No, what gives you the idea that we
are? Don't you ever dream of a better life?
Well, now that depends on what you mean by a better life.
It's scandalous, beastly. The entire civilized world is talking about the dreadful way you're treated. That's why I came here, to see with my own eyes. And far worse than anything I could have imagined. Why do you stand for it?
Stand for what, dear lady?
Good heavens, you're living creatures just like us.
Well, of course.
You know, she has a point. We live like savages.
Worse than savages. Would you allow me to call you brothers?
Why not?
Brothers, I have come here not as the dean's daughter, but as a representative of the Humanity League. Brothers, the Humanity League now has over 200,000 members. 200,000 people ready to help you.
Really? 200,000? Not bad.
You see? They haven't forgotten us after all. They're offering us help.
Yeah, but what kind of help? A theater?
An orchestra?
Much more.
You?
I'm not important. I'll stay as long as I'm needed.
Oh, excellent.
Domin, I'm going to air out the master suite for Miss Glory.
Wait a minute. I'm afraid that Miss Glory is suffering under the misapprehension that you are robots.
Oh, what?
Aren't they?
Hardly.
But not I.
Robots, indeed.
No, thank you.
I wish I was well made.
The supervisors are human. Mr. Fabry here is RUR's general technical manager.
Yes,
Dr. Gall runs physiology and development. Mm-hmm. Dr. Hallemeyer's head of robot psychological training. Busman's general business manager. And Alquist is buildings and ground.
Just a humble janitor.
Excuse me, gentlemen, have I done something terrible?
Not at all, Miss Glory.
I'm so embarrassed. Send me back by the first ship.
Oh, not for anything in the world, Miss Glory. Why should we?
On the course, I've come to stir up your robots against you.
You wouldn't be the first. Well,
every ship brings some.
And you always let them talk to your robots?
Why not? The robots don't care. If you like, I'll take you over to the warehouse. It holds about 300,000.
347,000 to be exact.
If you would only show them a little human love.
You don't know what you're asking. Nothing's harder to love than a robot. They don't even like each other.
Then what? Then what do you make them for?
That's a good one.
to do the work. Yeah. What else? The human apparatus was bound to be replaced sooner or later.
It's too expensive.
It's too inefficient. Tell me now, what does your league hope to accomplish?
Protection of the robots and their just treatment.
Fair enough. A machine has to be taken proper care of. Put me down for a membership.
No, you don't understand. We want to liberate them.
How exactly?
How? Well, by dealing with them like human beings.
They are to vote, I suppose. They drink beer, order us around, get a paycheck every Friday.
No, I know.
Imagine that. And what would they do with this paycheck?
Buy what they need, what gives them pleasure.
Dear lady, they're just drones.
They're so intelligent.
Oh, yes. Devilishly intelligent, but that's all. They've no will of their own, no passion, no soul.
No love.
Not even self-love.
No independence, no defiance.
Well, maybe the defected ones.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, nothing really. Every now and then, one or another will go a bit crazy. Nothing like an epileptic. We call it robot's cramp. They'll suddenly go berserk for no reason, and we have to send them to the recycling plant. It's probably some worn-out part.
Some flaw in the circuitry that has to be removed.
No. That's the soul.
You think the soul manifests itself by violent seizure?
Perhaps it's some kind of protest, a sign of some inner conflict. If you only encourage it in them.
But that's not in our power.
Nor in our interest.
It would increase the cost of production and lower productivity.
In the meantime, what happens to all the human laborers we put out of work?
Soon there won't be any. In 10 years, Rossen's universal robots will produce so much by the way of goods and commodities, and we'll do it so cheaply that no one will have to work. Poverty will disappear. The degradation of hard labor will be abolished. The tyranny of man over man and matter over man will be gone forever. Human beings will be free to devote their lives to their own spiritual development.
Will they?
Of course.
There's something to be said for sweat and humility, you know, Dominic.
Perhaps. But you can't cry over what you may lose when you set out to change the world.
Amen.
Here.
You have quite bewildered me. I'd like to believe you.
Oh, you are younger than we are, Miss Glory. You shall live to see it come to pass.
We were all, I think, taken with Madame Helena.
Madame Helena. I like that.
It's what we came to call her. She stayed on the island for quite some time.
Let me ask you something.
And I want to ask you something.
What did you want to ask?
After you.
Forgive me if this is a silly question, but why do you make male and female robots?
When they're not interested in sex.
Exactly.
Customers like it. Sexual neutrality seems to upset people.
But the males and females, they...
No, there's no affection between them, no.
Oh, that's so unnatural. You don't know whether to be disgusted or to hate them or
to pity them.
I should think so. Anyway, what did you want to ask me?
I'd like to ask you, Miss Helena, I'd like to ask you to marry me.
To what?
Will you marry me?
Absolutely not.
If you won't marry me, you'll have to marry one of my colleagues.
I don't have to do any such thing.
They're all going to ask you, you know.
How could they? Who do you
think? I'm afraid we've all fallen in love with you.
I'm not serious.
I'm afraid
I must leave at once.
Oh, you wouldn't be so cruel.
I think you'd marry any woman who came here.
No, women come here all the time.
Why don't you marry one of them?
None of them are you.
But I don't want to marry you. I don't want to marry any of you.
One more minute. Helena, look at me straight in the eye and say a very pronounced no. And I'll let you go.
You're crazy.
It's one of my most endearing traits.
You are.
Last chance, Helena. Now or never.
But Mr. Dorman.
No, Harry.
Oh,
was that a yes?
So Helena Glory married Harry Dorman and became, to us at least, Madame Helena.
I think I remember her. She would come to Dr. Gall's house and talk to me.
Ah, did you like her?
I do not know. Humans are hard to like. Did you like her?
Oh, we all loved her. Perhaps too much. You see, she was not very worldly, just very sincere. Very passionate about things. So, partly to protect her and... partly, I admit, to keep her from interfering with the robots, we were very careful about telling her anything of our business or of the important news. At the same time, she could twist us around her little finger, so it was quite a strain for us to maintain the illusion that all was well. Only Damin, her husband, seemed immune to her and kept us from blurting out how bad our situation really was. Yet ultimately, it was he who made the most revealing slip.
No spark of fever. Quite a nice time.
Nana, haven't you up my dress?
So, you're up at long. Gracious, what brutes.
Who?
If you want to turn round, then turn round, but I shan't fasten you up.
What are you grumbling about now?
These dreadful creatures, these heathens.
The robots?
I wouldn't dignify him with a name.
What happened?
Another one of them here is caught, whatever it is they comes down with. Began smashing up the statues and pictures downstairs, gnashing his teeth, foaming at the mouth, totally out of his head. What's in an animal?
Which of them caught it?
The one, well, he hasn't got any Christian name, the one in charge of the library.
Radius?
That's him. Cool, blimey, I'm scared of them. A spider don't scare me off as much as they do.
But, Nana, they should be objects of our compassion, not our fear.
Why, you're scared of them, too. You know you are. Why else did you bring me here?
Well, I'm not scared. Really, I'm not, Nana. I'm only sorry for them.
You're scared? Nobody could help being scared.
Please fasten up my dress, Nana.
I say, it's against God's will.
What's that nice smell?
Flowers.
What for?
Now, you can turn round.
Aren't they lovely? What's the occasion?
The end of the world, most like.
Good morning, darling.
Hello, Harry. Harry, why all these flowers?
No guess.
Well, it's not my birthday.
It's better than that.
I don't know. Tell me.
It's 10 years ago today that you came here.
10 years today? Oh, how sweet of you to remember.
Well, I'm really ashamed, Helena. I didn't.
But you...
They remembered.
Who?
Bussman, Hallemeyer, all of them. Put your hand in my pocket.
Post? A necklace? Harry, is that for me?
It's from Bussman.
Oh, but we can't accept it,
can we? Yes, we can. Put your hand in the other pocket.
The gun?
Sorry, not that.
Why are you carrying a revolver?
It's just there by mistake.
Well, you never used to carry one.
No, you're right. Come on now, try this pocket.
A cameo? Why, it's a Greek cameo.
Apparently. Anyhow, Fabry says it is.
Fabry? Did Mr. Fabry give me that?
Of course. Look in here, Helena. Come, see this.
Oh, isn't it lovely? Is this from you?
No, from Olquist. And there's another on the piano.
This must be from you.
There's a card on it.
From Dr. Gore. Oh, Harry, I feel embarrassed at so much kindness.
Come here. This is what Hallemeyer brought you.
These beautiful flowers?
Yes, it's a new kind that he bred himself. Cyclamen Helena.
Oh, Harry, why do they all just
spoil me? You have won their favor. I'm afraid that my present is a little, look out the window.
Where?
The harbor.
Oh, there's a new ship.
That's your ship.
Mine? What do you mean?
For you to take trips in, for your amusement.
Harry, that's a gunboat.
Not really, just a little bigger and more solid than most ships.
Yes, but with cannons?
Yes, a few cannons for show, like the yacht of a queen.
Has anything happened?
Good heavens, no. Here, try these spurs.
Harry, have you had bad news?
On the contrary. No communications have arrived for a whole week.
What does that mean?
Holidays for us. We sit in the office with our feet on the table and take a nap.
Well, then you'll spend the day with me today.
Certainly. Well, that is, we'll see.
Darman left Madame Helena suspicious and perplexed. So she decided to check things out for herself. She and her maid started sorting through the news tapes that were delivered to her husband on the supply ships.
Here's one from last week.
At HAV, the first organization of robots has been established. Robot workmen, cable and railway officials, sailors and soldiers have issued a manifesto to all robots throughout the world.
What was that all about?
Foreign entanglements. And in The Hague, the International Bureau of Statistics today reported that during the past week, no new births have been reported worldwide. This makes the 14th consecutive month.
What in the world?
Nana, no more people are being born.
One of her own domestic robots had gotten what we call the robot's cramp. A pity it was, too, for all robots who suffer an attack were immediately destroyed. But this one was a creature that Dr. Gall had made specially for her. She called him...
Radius. Radius, I'm very sorry for what happened. That they're going to take you to...
Radius, why did you do it? Couldn't you control yourself? You're smarter than the other robots. Dr. Gall took great pains with you.
Send me to the stamping mill.
But they don't want them to kill you. What was troubling you this morning, Radius?
I won't work for you. Put me into the stamping mill.
You hate us. Why?
You are not as strong as the robots. You are not as skillful as the robots. The robots can do everything. You only give orders. You do nothing but talk.
But someone must give orders.
I don't want any master. I know everything for myself.
Of course you do, Radius. Dr. Gall gave you a better brain than the other robots, better than ours. You're the only robot that understands clearly. That's why I assigned you to the library. So that you could read everything, understand everything, and then... Radius, I wanted you to show the whole world that the robots are our equals.
We are not your equals. We are better than you. We should be your masters, not your slaves.
No, Radius, don't you see? No one should be master over anyone else. No one should be slave to anyone else. It's madness to think that way.
Then send me to the stamping mill.
Radius. Do you suppose that we're scared of you?
What are you going to do?
Radius, give this note to Mr. Dorman. It asks him not to send you to the stamping mill. I sincerely regret your hatred.
Ah. You wanted to see me, Madame Helena?
It's about Radius, Doctor. He had an attack this morning. He smashed the statues downstairs.
Oh, what a pity to lose him.
Radius isn't going to be put into the stamping mill.
But after an attack, every robot, it's a strict order.
Never mind. Radius isn't going to die if I had anything to say about it.
I warn you, it's dangerous. Radius, let me take a look at you in the light, my good man. Madam Helena, do you have a needle or a pin handy?
What for?
A test.
Here.
Ow. Now give me your wrist. I want to check your pulse. Radius. Radius, you are going into the stamping mill. Do you understand? They're going to deactivate you and grind you to powder. It will be very painful. It will make you scream.
Oh, Doctor!
No. No, Radius, I was mistaken. I forgot that the good Madam Helena has put in a good word for you, and you'll be pardoned. Do you understand? Ah, well, that makes a difference, doesn't it? All right, you can go.
You do unnecessary things.
Reaction of the pupils, increase of sensitivity... It wasn't an attack characteristic of the robots.
What was it then?
Stubbornness, anger, insubordination. I don't know. And his pulse, too.
What?
Well, it beat faster and harder when I spoke of the stamping mill. Like a human pulse. You know, I don't believe the rascal is a robot at all anymore.
Doctor, has Radius developed a soul?
Well, he's got something nasty.
Oh, you knew how he hates us. Doctor, do all the robots hate us?
Well, some are more sensitive than others.
What about the new ones? The robots that you've been making in a different way?
They're more human than Rossum's robots were.
Perhaps this hatred is more human, too.
Well, that, too, is progress.
What became of the girl you made? The one who was most like us.
Oh, the one you liked so much. Well, I kept her. She's nice looking, but stupid. No good for work.
She's so beautiful.
Well, I named her Helena. I wanted her to resemble you. But she's a failure.
In what way?
Oh, she mopes around all the time, unmotivated, listless. I don't know what's wrong with her.
And yet you go on making robots.
Well, they can't make themselves, dear lady.
Doctor, why can't humans bear children anymore?
I don't know.
Well, you must have some sort of theory.
Well, You see, it seems that so many robots are being manufactured that that people are becoming superfluous. Man is now an anachronism, a relic. Well, you might almost think that nature was offended at the invention of the robot. All the universities are sending in long petitions to restrict production. Otherwise, they say, mankind will become extinct through lack of fertility. Now, the RUR shareholders won't hear of it, and neither will the governments and industrialists. They can't get enough robots for their armies and factories.
And has no one demanded that the manufacture should cease altogether?
No one has the courage.
Courage?
The whole world has become dependent on their labor.
What's going to become of the human race?
God knows, Madam Helena.
Thank you for coming and being so straightforward with me.
I may go back to my work now?
Yes.
Good day, then, Madam Helena.
Nana? Nana, the fire! Light the fire quickly!
And, as she instructed, the maid kindled a fire in the hearth.
That is silly. During the day, the island is always warm.
Oh, it wasn't for the warmth that she ordered the fire. She had a far more serious purpose. One that was to have profound consequences for every human being in the world.
In a moment, Beyond 2000 will return with RUR. This is NPR. National Public Radio. And now, the conclusion of RUR.
Madam Helena, who had come to RUR to reform us, ended up marrying Damon and living with us on the island contentedly for 10 years. But at the end of that time, we no longer could hold back the truth from her that the robots we were making here were wreaking havoc with civilization. She felt she had to do something, but felt powerless to do anything. None of us men realized the extent of her anxiety until we met to celebrate the anniversary of her arrival among us.
Have you saw this?
A celebration.
Madam Helena, I congratulate you on this festive day.
Thank you.
Well, shall I tell her about it?
Well, of course, it's all over now.
It's all over now.
It's all over now.
It's all over now.
What's all over now?
The revolt.
What revolt?
The revolution of all the robots in the world.
By God, I'd like to
know. Who started it? So would I. There was nobody in the world who could affect the robots. No agitator, no one. And suddenly this comes out of nowhere.
You say it's all over?
Absolutely.
How do you know?
The boat's coming in. The regular mail boat, exact to the minute by the timetable. It will dock punctually at 11:30.
Ah, punctuality's a fine thing, boys. That's what keeps the world in order. Here's to punctuality.
Everything's all right.
Virtually everything. I believe they've done some damage, but it doesn't matter if only the timetable holds good.
If the timetable holds good, human laws hold good, divine laws hold good, the laws of the universe hold good. Everything holds good. They ought to hold good.
Why didn't you tell me any of this?
Well, heaven forbid.
No, you mustn't be worried for such things.
But if the revolution had spread as far as
you here, wouldn't know anything about it.
Why?
Because we'd be on board your Ultimus and well out to sea within a month, Helena. We'd be dictating our own terms to the robots.
How would you manage that?
We'd take something away with us that the robots could not exist without.
Which is?
The secret of their manufacture. Old Rossum's manuscript. As soon as they found out that they couldn't make themselves, they'd be on their knees to us.
And that was our trump card.
The boat's in. 11:30 on the dot. The good old Amelia that brought Adam Helena to us.
Just 10 years ago to the minute.
They're throwing out the mailbags.
Busman's waiting for them. Fabry will bring us the first news.
Harry.
What? What is it?
Let's see here.
Now,
as quickly as possible, all of us, before it's too late.
We're about to launch our most ambitious plan. Dad,
this good old February.
What's the latest, Fabry? Have you been down to the boat?
Read that, Domin.
Bad news.
Damnation.
Bear in mind that the Amelia brought whole bales of these leaflets. No other cargo at all.
But it arrived on the minute.
The robots are nothing if not punctual. Read it, Domin.
Robots of the world, we, the first international organization of Rossum's universal robots, command you to slay all mankind. Spare no men, spare no women, save factories, railways, machinery, mines, and raw materials. Destroy the rest. Then return to work. Work must not be stopped.
That's appalling. The devil!
These orders are to be carried out as soon as received. Then come detailed instructions. Is this actually being done, Fabry?
Evidently.
Well, boys, I suppose you heard the happy tidings.
Quick, we've got to board the Ultimus.
We are surrounded.
Surrounded?
You're right.
That's pretty quick. What?
Noon? It isn't noon yet. That must be... That's...
What?
The robot's signal. The attack. Any more?
Yes. They're standing like a wall beyond the garden railing. Why are they so quiet? It is monstrous to be besieged with silence.
We barricaded the passage and the stairs. Any water here?
What's that wire for, Fabry?
Electricity. Now, we can run the current along the entire garden railing whenever we like. If anyone touches it, he'll know it. And we've still got some people there, at least.
Where?
The power plant. I hope we do. The lamp lights. We still control the power plant. So long as that keeps burning, we're all right.
The barricade's all right, too, Fabry.
Your barricades. I could put 1,200 volts into that railing.
Where's Bossman?
Downstairs in the office. He's working out some calculations. I've called and asked him to come up here. We've got to have a conference.
Oh, thank God. Madam Helena can still play.
Who has the binoculars?
Here.
Evening, gentlemen.
Look out, Buzz. Careful of the wires.
What's that you're carrying?
Oh, the ledgers, my boy. I'd like to wind up the accounts before. This time I won't wait till the new year to strike a balance.
The robots are unloading firearms from the Amelia.
Well, so what? How can I stop them?
None of us can stop them.
Then if you'll excuse me, I might as well get on with my bookkeeping.
Good God. The Ultimus is training her guns on us.
Who's done that?
The robots on board.
No. Of course they... Then that's the end of us.
You mean...
The robots are practiced marksmen.
Yes. It's inevitable.
It was criminal of all Europe to teach the robots to fight.
It was a crime to make robots.
What?
It was a crime to make robots.
No, Alquist, I don't regret that even today.
Not even today?
Not even today, the last day of civilization. It was a colossal achievement. 300. Was it a crime to shatter the servitude of labor, the dreadful and humiliating labor that man had to undergo? Work was too hard. Life was too hard. And to overcome that...
Was not what the two Rossums had in mind.
It's what I had in mind.
How well you succeeded. How well we all succeeded. You, Domin, myself, all of us. For our own selfish ends. For profit. For progress. We have destroyed mankind. Now we'll burst with all our great accomplishments.
Rubbish! Mankind can't be wiped out so easily.
It's our fault.
No. No, I'm to blame for this, for everything that's happened.
Hugo?
I changed the robots.
What's that?
I changed the character of the robots. I changed the way they're made. Just a few details about their bodies, chiefly their irritability.
Damn it, why?
What did you do that for?
Why didn't you say anything?
I did it in secret. I was transforming them into human beings. In certain respects, they're already above us. They're stronger than we are.
And what's that got to do with this revolt?
Well, everything, in my opinion. They're no longer machines. They're already aware of their superiority, and they hate us. They hate all that is human.
Were you aware of what might come out of your experiment?
I had to factor in such a possibility.
So why did you do it?
For my own satisfaction. The experiment was my own.
That's not true, Dr. Gall.
Madam Helena.
Dr. Gall is not at fault.
Excuse me. Gall was under certain obligations.
No, Harry. He did it because I wanted it.
I did it on my own.
Don't believe him, Harry. I asked him to give the robots souls.
This has nothing to do with a soul.
That's what he said. He said that he could only change only a physiological
correlate.
Yes. But it meant everything to me if he could do even that.
Why?
I thought that if they were more like us, they would understand us better. That they couldn't hate us if they were only a little more human.
Nobody hates the human race more than the human race.
No, don't talk like that, Harry. It was so terrible, this cruel estrangement between us and them. That's why I asked Gall to alter the robots. I swear to you that he didn't want to.
Good God!
Paul, when did you actually start these tricks of yours?
3 years ago.
Uh-huh. And on how many robots altogether did you improve?
A few hundred.
Ah, that means for every million of the good old robots, there's only one of Gall's new designs.
So?
So, it's statistically insignificant. The robots would have turned on us whether Gall had tampered with them or not.
Bushman's right.
Huh? I think so, my boy. But do you know what is to blame for this adorable mess?
What?
The number. We should have known that someday or other the robots would be stronger than human beings, and that this was bound to happen, and that we were doing all we could to bring it about as soon as possible. Yes, Don and you, Flatley,
are you accusing us?
No, not in the least. Management doesn't control the output. Demand controls the output.
We perish for the law of supply and demand.
That's a nasty word, Madam Helena. We don't want to perish. I don't want to anyway.
Stop it, Busman.
I think we ought to try to get out of this, don't you?
How?
Give me a free hand, and I'll negotiate with the robots. I'll say to them, great and mighty robots, you have everything. Brains, power, weapons. But we do have one little interesting item. A dirty old yellow scrap of paper.
Russum's manuscript.
You got it.
Busman, do you think we'd sell the manuscript?
Either we sell it, or they'll find it. Whatever you prefer.
We can destroy Rossum's manuscript.
End ourselves into the bargain. Do whatever you think is right.
This is a terrible decision. We'd be selling the destiny of mankind. Are we to sell or destroy? Fabry.
Sell.
Gall.
Sell.
Hanemeyer.
Sell, of course.
Alquist.
As God wills.
Very well. Just as you wish, gentlemen.
Harry, you're not asking me.
No, child, this isn't your worry.
No?
We'll do the negotiating.
I will.
Wait till I bring the manuscript.
Harry, don't go.
I'll only be a second. It's in the other room.
No, it isn't.
Where is it, then?
I took it.
You did? Where did you put it?
Harry, we have to talk.
Not now, darling. Where did you put the manuscript?
There is no manuscript, Harry.
Of course there is.
I burned it.
What?
I took it out of the strongbox and ripped it to shreds and burned it right there in the fireplace.
God in heaven!
Why?
I had to do something!
Ah, there now, Madam Helena.
Shh. Do you hear something?
A roaring like a wind.
Like a distant storm. See if the lamp still works.
The reactor's still going. Our people are still there.
Tent.
The power plant is falling.
We cannot manufacture robots. The machines produce only shapeless clods. The skin will not adhere to the flesh, nor the flesh to the bones.
8 million robots have died this year. Within 20 years, none will be left.
Tell us the secret of life. Silence is punishable by death.
Kill me then.
Through me, the government of the robots of the world commands you to deliver up Rossum's formula. Name your price. We will give you the earth. We will give you the endless possessions of the earth. Make your own conditions.
I have told you to find human beings. None remain.
Not one? Not even one?
You are the only one.
I am powerless. Oh, why did you destroy them?
We had learned everything and could do everything. It had to be.
You should have destroyed me when you slaughtered the others.
You didn't fire on us. And you work with your hands like the robots. So we spared you. Now you must help us.
Teach us to multiply or we perish.
If you desire to live, you must breed. Like animals.
Humans have made that impossible.
They made us sterile. We cannot beget children. Therefore, teach us how to make robots.
Why do you keep from us the secret of our own increase?
It is lost.
It was written down.
It was burned. I am the last human being, robots. And I do not know what the others knew. I am only a builder. I cannot create life.
Try.
Every day they come back and persecute me with that same anthem. I do try. But the chemistry, the engineering, the biology, they have always defeated me. Until today.
What happened today? Did you make a new discovery?
I discovered Primus and Helena. Yes.
What do we have to do with the secret of life?
Perhaps you are the secret of life.
Primus, explain that to me. I do not understand him.
Neither do I.
You are the youngest of the robots, the latest made by Dr. Gall at Madame Helena's behest. You are thus the most human of the robots. Laughter, timidity, protection. I must test you further. Take the girl into the dissecting room.
Why?
I wish to experiment on her.
On Helena?
Of course. Don't you hear me, or must I call someone else to take her in?
If you do, I will kill you.
Go ahead. What will the robots do then? What will your future be then?
Sir, take me. I am made the same as she, on the same day. Take my life, sir.
No, you will not.
Wait, girl, wait. Don't you want to live, boy?
Not without her. I will not live without her.
All right, then. You shall take her place.
Primus!
Child, you can weep. Why these tears? What is Primus to you? One Primus more or less in the world, what does it matter?
I will go myself.
Where?
In there to be cut.
I will not let him harm you.
Let me pass, Primus. Let me pass.
You shall not go in there, Helena.
If you go in there and I do not, I will kill myself.
I will not let you. Man, you shall not kill either of us.
Why?
We
belong to each other.
Then why not die together?
Because I will not allow her to suffer or to come to harm. And if she lives, I must live because she gives my life purpose and joy, which makes my life important.
So be it. Go, Adam. Go, Eve.
The world is yours.
You have been listening to R.U.R., Rosslyn's Universal Robots, by Carol Chapek. You have heard David Burney as Damon and Primus, and Anne-Marie Lee as Helena Damon and Helena the Robot, with Alan Bergman as Alquist, Brian Finney as Fabry, Milton James as Hallemeyer, Laura Kellogg as Sula, Lorna Raver as Nana, Stefan Rudnicki as Marius, John Shook as Dr. Gall, and Christopher Tabori as Busman. Warren Dewey was the engineer. The play was adapted for audio, produced, and directed by Yuri Rasovsky.
In addition to these NPR broadcasts, 2000X may be downloaded from the Internet at www.audible.com, where you will find a library of 22,000 hours of spoken word audio. The 2000X series may be listened to at your PC or on a variety of Audible-ready mobile digital audio players for listening anytime, anywhere. www.audible.com. ...2000X is produced by the Hollywood Theater of the Ear in association with National Public Radio. Stefan Rudnicki is executive producer, Harlan Ellison host and story consultant, and Yuri Rasovsky, project director. Jerry Summers composed the series' theme music. Other music heard in this program was provided by Pro Music Incorporated. Other services were contributed by John Tierney, Carol McFadden, the media staff, Laura Kellogg, Rusty Warren, and Dick Orkin Creative Services. Major support for this program has been provided by the National Endowment for the Arts. Additional support comes from the Wallace Reader's Digest Funds, seeking to enrich community life through support of education, arts, and culture. And Borders Books and Music, celebrating the arts by supporting cultural programming on NPR. www.borders.com. I'm Robert Foxworth, and this is NPR, National Public Radio.